New census data could bump more than 100 cities across the nation from their status as a metropolitan area. A change in federal definitions could affect many municipalities, including one in South Dakota. The definition of a metropolitan area hasn't changed for 70 years. It's an urban area with at least 50,000 residents in the core city. Now the federal government wants to bump the threshold to 100,000 residents. That would downgrade 144 cities around the country from metropolitan to micropolitan status, including Rapid City. Its population is about 78,000. Kip Harrington is Rapid City's interim long-range planning director. He says metropolitan area statistics from the Census Bureau are important for economic development.
When companies are looking to grow or relocate a business or start a new business, one of the first things they look at is metropolitan statistical area data to get a feel for the demographics of the area, the population, the economic data, all that stuff. And there's not nearly as much of that available for a micropolitan statistical area.
Harrington's office sent a letter to the Federal Office of Management and Budget. South Dakota's congressional delegation did too. The letters urged the office to reject the higher population threshold. Federal officials say the change will not affect eligibility for federal funds, but Harrington is concerned.
We're not sure that it'll always stay that way, and so changing from a metro area or an urban area to a more rural area, we may lose the opportunity for some of those grant programs.
If the federal government approves the change, it will take effect in 2023. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.